Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online, their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Butts uncensored! Butts uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one. Putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't ask now. Where,
it's Bucks Uncensored, and it is April. Welcome to it. The month of the NFL draft and the Bud Light Bucks Uncensored draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. Last I heard, there were two rooms left. Two. Not sure if those have gone. And that's it. I don't believe we'll have any more rooms unless Harold can finagle a few more at the old courtyard. So thank you to all of you that have booked rooms already, and for everyone that is planning on being at the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party live from Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, Thursday night, April 25th, and Friday night, April 26th. It is a mock draft Monday. We'll get to your Bucks takes coming up at the second part of the podcast. A couple of topics that I would like to talk about. We'll talk about Scott Reynolds and his I don't want to say it's not a story, it's not a report, it's I guess a guess on his part, but perhaps an educated guess because it does make sense. We'll talk about his scenario of how the Bucks might trade up to get a specific defensive player. But first, Bruce Arians. When the Bucks were looking for their new head coach, I told you I wanted one thing from this new head coach. What was it? One word. Plan. Give me a plan for fucking once. Just once. Give me a plan that you can stick to. Not a plan of Dirk Cutter coming in first year and then in year two completely fucking throwing everything out the window and doing something completely different. No. A plan. And that's why when it came out, JoeBucksFan.com, first one to report, that Bruce Arians was going to be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it was that word popped in my head. somebody that's been around that long and has had that much success does not have the success that he's had, especially later on in his career, without accumulating some sort of plan along the way. So when the Glazers, I believe it was Joel, talked about the plan that Bruce Arians has, I mean, it's sad to be excited about something like that, but that's where we are. I think we have to be excited about a coach finally having a plan. Not really sure what the plan was for Raheem Morris. I mean, I'm sure there was a plan with Schiano. It was just a shitty one. Lovie Smith, he just was in his basement for a year and still didn't have a plan. And we know Dirk Cutter didn't have a plan. But I can guarantee you Bruce Arians has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan for himself. And it wouldn't surprise me if there's a succession plan in place as well. And if that's the case, I think Bruce Arians wants to get younger. He wants to get faster because that guy wants to be aggressive, right? No risk it, no biscuit. And that might lead right into the conversation we had last Wednesday and the topic of Scott Reynolds and his educated guess. No sources. He's just putting the pieces together. And I could appreciate that. So Scott puts the pieces together and says, all right, Bruce Arians, Jason Light, neither one gives even a vote of confidence for Gerald McCoy. The writing is on the wall. Most likely he's on the way out, either via trade or being cut. I don't see him taking a pay cut. And I wouldn't restructure because then you're giving guaranteed money, new guaranteed money. And if Bruce Arians is sitting there at a breakfast for an hour and talks about Gerald McCoy and says, well, he's not as explosive as he used to be, but, you know, he's a still good player. He's still a good player. That's Bruce Arians saying, we can upgrade there. And there might be somebody in the draft that might end up being better. Well, he will be better than where Gerald McCoy is right now. And who knows what the potential of Quinnen Williams might be. And whether Quinnen Williams falls to 5, could it happen? Wouldn't surprise me if two quarterbacks go in the top 4 picks. Because edge rushers are always going to be the flashier guys that teams are going to try and grab. Josh Allen, Nick Bosa. And it could drop Quinnen Williams, just like Leonard Williams dropped a few years ago. Or in Scott Reynolds' situation or scenario, he says, Gerald McCoy in the 5th pick to the 49ers for their 2. Now here's the only issue I have with that is, what if the Giants call and offer 2 firsts and a 2nd round pick? Probably going to take that over a 31-year-old defensive tackle. Just saying. You know, or any of these other teams. So is Gerald McCoy in the 5th overall pick to move up for the 5th pick in the draft? Is it enough? Tough to say. Because, you know, on one hand, you're going to have to look at what the 49ers might be looking to get in return. Are they looking for more draft picks? Do they view Gerald McCoy as having that much value to where they could move back 3 spots, get Gerald McCoy, and maybe still get Josh Allen or Nick Bosa if you have 2 quarterbacks end up going in the top 4 picks? Which if Kyler Murray ends up going number 1, which is still very likely, and the Bucs go up to Quinnen Williams and take him number 2, you could damn well see either Dwayne Haskins going to the Giants if they trade up, to the Dolphins if they trade up, or to the Raiders. And if that happens, the 49ers are sitting there with the 5th pick saying, holy shit, we just got the guy we wanted. Josh Allen, Nick Bosa with the 5th pick, and got Gerald McCoy. That's pretty impressive. I just don't know if it's going to be enough. But I do think that the Buccaneers like Quinnen Williams. I think they view him as the long-term replacement for Gerald McCoy, and I think they view him as a better fit in their 3-4 versatile attack-style defense than Gerald McCoy at this point in his career. I do not have a problem with the Buccaneers trying to trade up a few slots to guarantee one of these defensive linemen. And if it is Quinnen Williams, to try and nab him as that replacement for Gerald McCoy, and now you've got Quinnen Williams and Vita Vea for a long time, along with Carl Nassib on the outside and Jason Pierre-Paul for at least 2 or 3 more years, that's a pretty formidable front. You get another end on the other side, which they restructured Bo Allen or whatnot. You start rotating a little bit there, but I think the duo of Williams and Vita Vea with Pierre-Paul, Carl Nassib, Levante David, Deion Buchanan, they're going to be flying around to the football, folks. It's going to be a different team with a different mentality and a new plan, a plan. Does Quinnen Williams make it into my mock draft Monday? We're going to see in just a moment, because your Bucks takes are coming up next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. I want a slim fine woman with some twerk with her. Brody.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy Rodzilla the motherfucking killer. And it comes apparent to me that there are a lot of people excited about the Bucks Uncensored draft party and also the Bucks Uncensored pool party. There will be a dance-off on the first day. People, start heading your way to the pool party about 12 o'clock, somewhere between 12 and 1:30 is when we'll have our dance-off. We'll continue the party until a few hours before the draft. And then we will take the party to the draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. If you want to participate, or if you feel that you are going to be the best dancer there, all you do is go to the Bucks Uncensored Facebook page and there'll be a spot. I will have a big sign-up sheet. You just put down where your name will pop up, but you put down the song. Every time you hear that song, it make you want to shake that ass. And you shake it so well. That's the song you want me to play for you at the pool party for your dance-off song? Put that motherfucker on there, and I got you. Also, I'd like to send a special, special shout-out and congratulations to Ms. Morale and Ms. Lori for becoming new coaches to our Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team. I know they're going to bust their ass to get our boys in line. And one more message that I'd like to send them. Bienvenido a la puta familia.
And just like that, we get into the Bucks takes on Bucks Uncensored. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Getting ready to see Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer, at the official hotel of the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored draft party and the pool party. Going to be rocking at the pool party before the real party that night, Buffalo Wild Wings, and we do it all again on Friday. Same thing, pool party followed by the real party, day 2 of the draft. It's the only draft party in town doing 2 days of draft partying with you. What, did Rodzilla just end his Bucks take the way I think he did? Oh, shit.
Hey, Justin. Hey, fellow Bucks Mop members. It's me, Javier, in... Nope, not in Panama this time. I am in Rio de Janeiro. Taking a little vacation here. And boy, am I enjoying myself. Anyways, Justin, it's Mock Draft Monday, so I wanted to take a little cue from your Thanksgiving draft. And here are my top 3 picks of the essentials that you need for the Bucks Uncensored draft party. Number 1, the motherfucking family. No doubt about it. I want to see all these people I've met over the years and I haven't been able to see in almost 1 year. Let's hang out, share stories, eat, laugh, drink alcohol, all the great things. With the second overall pick, I'm taking B4. Listen, the stories about the success rate of B4 are endless. And I want to give you the latest one. I came here for a wedding in Sao Paulo last Sunday. Weddings here, boy, those caipirinhas they serve you, they really hit you. And guess what? Didn't have before. And how did I spend my entire Monday? Headache, hangover, awful. So, with the second pick, drink your before. And with the third pick, you know what we're going to have? Beers and wings. That's a beautiful combo. It'll flow throughout the night. Take your buffet, eat, drink, and just have a great time with so many great people. And we're already in April by the time you're going to hear this. So we're already in the month of the Bucks Uncensored draft party. It's going to be my third one. I just can't fucking wait. And until we meet again, we're going to go right back into this. Bienvenido a la hueputa familia.
Back to back, welcome to the motherfucking family in Spanish, or welcome to the fucking family. Anyway, good to hear from you, Javier, and we'll add Panama to the list. Also, North Carolina's on the list. Panama City, Panama. There we go. Javier has made it. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 states and 2 countries so far. So I think we had 16 states last year. Listen, we just got to April. There's still a lot of time. I think we can get 6 more states coming and representing themselves at the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, which will have a $25 all-you-can-eat buffet that starts at 6 o'clock. Party starts at 6 o'clock. Specials that night, 16-ounce aluminum bottles of Bud Light, Mick Ultra, 5 for 15 bucks. Pretty damn good for those 16-ounce aluminum bottle beers. And then we're going to have shot specials, like $3 shot specials throughout the night. So be on the lookout for that. Outside is where you're going to want to be. 2 full bars with 2 beer tubs at each, and each taking credit cards outside underneath the tent this year. We do have some porta potties outside as well to help with the bathroom. Parking, you can park at Lowe's, you can park at Crunch Fitness, Walgreens, SunTrust, Chase Bank. It's all around. So obviously, parking at Buffalo Wild Wings will be limited. We do encourage you to Uber or Lyft. And if you do have to drive, park at one of those locations, as all of those locations have been very, very willing to help accommodate the mass audience that will be in attendance at the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. It's his first Bucks take ever. Let's welcome to the family, Dustin. Hello, Dustin.
Justin, it's Dustin calling from Newport Richey with my first ever Bucks take. I just finished listening to the show from Wednesday and heard a few different callers call in suggesting that we try to trade up to number 2 with John Lynch and the Niners to try to get Nick Bosa. And I'm not a fan of that. I think that, I mean, if you stay at 5 and Quinnen Williams is there, I mean, you got to take Quinnen Williams. He's the fucking man. But if not, the guy that I really like, and I think you could even trade back a few spots and get, is Brian Burns out of Florida State. Man, this guy is fast. He's got great bend and got great hand technique. And I don't think he's being talked about nearly as high as he should be. I think he's right on par with Nick Bosa. I think he's much better than Montez Sweat. And that's coming from a Gators fan who fucking hates Florida State. But man, I'm telling you, this guy is legit. And like I said, you could probably even trade back a few spots, get a few more picks, and get a guy that will be a double-digit sack guy for the next 10 years. But anyway, that's just my thoughts coming in with my first ever Bucks take. fucking Bucks mob. Let's get excited about this team going in the right direction. Finally got a good fucking head coach. Gonna restore our fucking Bucks. Let's go.
Dustin, from Dustin to Justin. Dustin, welcome to the fucking family. Good first Bucks take, and we go from Dustin to a guy who's been on a lot of these draft parties. Well, we've had two of them. I think he's going to make a third one. All the way down in Naples, it's our buddy Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Justin. Jeremy from Naples here, sending in a Bucks take. Justin, we are less than a month away from the draft party. I cannot fucking wait. I've been to the last two. You keep on doing yourself. I honestly cannot wait to see what this year unfolds. You've been talking about it. Those pre-parties at the pool, they were epic last year. I can only imagine what this year can bring. As for Mock Draft Monday, Justin, I think it's simple. For the Bucks, their first pick has to be at Oliver. Watching him play for the last couple of years, I've just been thinking, man, I want him to be a Buck. His pro day kind of cemented that for me. As for the second round, I think they need to draft the quarterback from Penn State, Amani Orwani or something like that, tall cornerback in this division. We need all the help we can to cover the receivers we can. And in the third round, I think they should take the best offensive lineman available. All right, thanks. See you at the draft.
All right, Jeremy. Looking forward to seeing you at the draft party in a month. 1 month. Happy April Fool's Day. So the next guy we have coming on is also a longtime attendee of the Bucks Uncensored draft party. Now, of course, long time meaning two. This would be the third. He sent me his RSVP for this year's Bud Light Bucks Uncensored draft party. But when I listened to it before playing it, it sounded a little dated.
Hey, Justin. It's your boy, Tony Tega, again, repping Section 112 and officially RSVPing for Stick Carrier Day. Looking forward to finally getting some juice going and seeing our new toys and our draft class in person, and especially looking forward to seeing Ali Marpet and Sweezy in their new roles on the offensive line and how that gels. And most importantly of all, I'm looking forward to having a great day in the great state of Florida with my smoking hot wife and you awesome Stick Carriers watching some football. I mean, come on. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. See you there, Kamish.
So as soon as I listened to that, I emailed my boy, Tony Tega, back, and I was like, Tony, I think you just RSVP'd for the training camp takeover from 2 years ago. He emailed back and said, you know what? You're right. So he sent his updated one.
Justin, Bucks Mob, brothers and sisters, your boy Tony Tega here, Section 112, officially out of hibernation. And up at 5:10 in the morning on psychopath time, by the way. I wanted to officially RSVP myself and the beautiful Mrs. Tega. We will be there at Buffalo Wild Wings, smashing chicken in our face and taking a shot or 15 with you. And welcoming in one of the five best players in college football to come in here, get to fucking work, and help this team make the playoffs and win a fucking Super Bowl. Really looking forward to seeing everybody again. If you haven't met me yet, welcome to the fucking family. Feel free to come by and say hi to me. I'm the big bald guy with the glasses with the good-looking blonde. Let's get to fucking work, baby, and go Bucks.
I guess the big question is, will you know who show up? Randy from the afterlife, okay? That was huge last year. Everyone was all excited about Brett and Miko being there and Derek Brooks, but to have Randy from the afterlife, nothing beats that. Brent is driving all the way from Houston, Texas, to join us at the draft party. He's picking up anyone and everyone along the way. Let's get an update from him. Hey, Brent.
Yo, what up, Justin? This is Brent down here in the great state of Texas. Just telling you, I know we less than a month away from the draft party. Me and my cousin Ransom, we already got our hotel. We booked. We ready to rock and roll. I want to give a shout out to a couple of my Texas boys in Dallas. I got my boy Bumani and Wayne. In Houston, I got my buddy JC. In Boma, I got my cousin Ransom. Just letting you know that we still got room for people that want to ride to the draft party with us. Hit me up. My email address is Brent Allen Walters at gmail.com. Allen is spelled A-L-A-N. We got plenty of room. We want to pick up people. We want to have a good time when we get there. And we just can't wait to see everybody. Can't wait to be a part of my first draft party. So I'm just ready to meet everybody, have fun with some of my real family, my real friends, and have a good time. Go Bucks. Killed it.
Oh, wow. Obviously a clear shot at Outlaw, who usually says crushed it. But, man, Brent, he killed it. Wow. Last Bucks take for us this one. This guy flew all the way to Tampa from California last year, got to the draft party, stayed for a few hours, went home, or went back to his hotel, slept, got up at 5, and flew back home. Not really sure how or why, but this guy's a nut. Aren't you, Jeremy?
Kamish, what's up? It's Jeremy and Callie. Long time no Bucks take, but here I am, baby. Anyway, I'm fucking pissed! I'm not going to fucking make the draft party this year, and I'm fucking pissed! It's been an up and down year, man, and, you know, just kind of sucks. But, yeah, I'm not going to fucking make it this year, and fuck! Anyway, if any of you are sitting there on the fence thinking, I'm not sure if I want to go to this draft party, I don't know, not a big deal, maybe a couple hundred people, whatever. Dude, it is fucking packed with Bucks fans, and you don't even have to be Bucks mob. It doesn't matter. It's all just Bucks. Bunch of people decked out in Bucks shit and hanging out and wanting to do Bucks fun shit and watch the goddamn draft and scream their fucking heads off when whoever the fuck gets picked, because they're going to be in our new fucking mob family. So, you know, and beyond that, everybody is nice as shit. It doesn't matter. There's no fucking heads. Doesn't matter. You can say what you want. You can say the team sucks, but we can talk it out, dude, over a fucking highlight, drinking with Pawlowski in the goddamn commission at the goddamn draft party. Anyway, I do want to share one thing that was so fun last year, man. Brent Grimes was there. You know, I know it doesn't matter Hill of Beans now, but, man, it was so fun last year. And I went up to him when we were taking a photo, and I'm like, dude, you're not going to go over to the stadium this year, huh? And he goes, what's going on at the stadium? He didn't fucking know there was a draft party at the stadium because the goddamn Bucks Uncensored draft party is the only fucking draft party in Tampa that you need to be at. It is so fun, dude. Buffalo Wild Wings, they are awesome about it. Cigar City High Lie, you can just rock it out there. And I'm sure this year is going to be amazing. Last year was awesome. My 24-hour stint was the best time I've had in my life. Well, maybe the birth of my daughter. That was kind of there, you know. But it's right there with it, man. Right there. Bucks on the draft party, baby. All I got to say is welcome to the fucking family.
Well, sad. We're not going to see you, Jeremy, at the draft party. But like I emailed you, we're going to connect soon. You and I are going to have a couple of highlights together. Cannot wait for that day. Trust me on that. All right, so really appreciate all the Bucks takes. Had a bunch of them. If you didn't hear yours, we'll try and get them in on the next one. Real quick on my mock draft Monday, let me go ahead. Let's do it. Let's throw it out there. Quinnen Williams to the Bucks. Let's go with Scott Reynolds' scenario. Bucks trade up to 2 and get Williams. Kyler Murray goes 1. I'll say the Jets trade down with the Giants. It seems natural. If the Jets are looking to acquire more picks, which it looks like they are, they would be sitting there with the opportunity to get Bosa. But trading back to 6, it depends on what the Giants are willing to give up. And if the Giants are willing to give up a lot, then, you know, I think we see the Jets end up making that deal. So the Giants get Dwayne Haskins. You see the Raiders. I say the Raiders take Nick Bosa, so they'll take Bosa. You have the 49ers sitting there with the 5th overall pick. A lot of people thinking Josh Allen for them. I say, what the fuck? DK Metcalf. I don't even know. Who do the 49ers even have at receiver? They probably have somebody good, and I'm just, you know, being stupid right now. And then, so them at 5, and then 6 to the Jets. We'll go ahead and give you Josh Allen. So the Jets still get a guy who they might have ended up getting anyway with the 3rd overall pick. They get him with the 6th, and the Bucks end up getting their guy, Quinnen Williams. In the 2nd round, a lot of different angles you could go. You can go corner. You can go edge rusher. You can go middle linebacker. You could go running back if they want to go running back. I would anticipate it being one of those. I'll throw out another position, and this might not be a popular opinion, but Luke Easterling mentioned his name before the combine, and he's going somewhere mid to late first or early second. I'll throw Paris Campbell's name out. Wide receiver, speed receiver on the outside. We all know that Bruce Arians likes to stretch the field on the outside. And if Godwin is in fact going to move down and play slot, another guy on the outside that can stretch the field and maybe some competition for Breshad Perriman. Now all of a sudden you got a guy in Paris Campbell who can be a leader on your team and a guy who could stretch the field. So just some positions, some names for second round, but that's my mock draft Monday for this year and for this week. So the draft is a month away. Just give me a moment. I'm just checking the 49ers roster because I'm just curious on their wide receivers. And if they've signed anyone. So here's who they have. Kendrick Bourne, Stephen Dunbar, Marquise Goodwin, Richie James, Jordan Matthews, Max McCaffrey, Dante Pettis, Jordan Smallwood, and Trent Taylor. I mean, if they can trade back to 5, get McCoy to help their defense, and then get a Metcalf at 6'3", 230 with a 4'3 speed, that for a team that has no receivers, that might be something you consider. Just saying. Thank you to our sponsors. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings, host of this massive, massive draft party we're going to have at the end of this month, both Thursday night and Friday night. Remember, 2-night event, day 1 of the draft, day 2 of the draft, day 2, second and third round. Really, really vital for this team that's going to have early picks in each of these rounds. So looking forward to that. Thank you to Bud Light for stepping up and becoming a sponsor of our draft party coming up at the end of this month. It's going to be a mob scene at Bucks at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. And, of course, Mastro Subaru stepping up, giving Bucks fans discounts on new and pre-owned vehicles. Thank you to Accuracy Painting. Call Abe today. They will come in and do such a magnificent job on your house. I mean, they literally have transformed the inside of Maya's room, my daughter's room, Hadley's room, our living room. They redid our entire fireplace. It just really, really just changed our house. So thank you to Accuracy Painting. They did an outstanding job. Call Abe today. It's 727-954-4936. That's 727-954-4936. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. I promise you that. And then, of course, Christian, Headlines Barbershop. You know what Christian's doing with the hair loss treatment. It is changing lives forever. That's what Christian is doing right now. And I want all of you that might be suffering from that hair loss, check him out. Check Christian out. And he's going to be at the draft party. He's going to showcase Johnny B, who's going to get the treatment done. He's also going to be giving away a free treatment on site. We'll be doing a raffle there for that. So, make sure you go and see Christian that night. And check out Christian on Headlines Barber, I think, Barbershop. It's all on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. And hit him up with an instant message so that you can get more information on his hair loss treatment. I mean, it is technology, 21st century, just a lot of stuff happening right now. It's cool. Good stuff. So thank you, Christian. And thank you to each and every one of you. Really, really enjoy talking to you. It is definitely a form of therapy for me constantly. So thank you to all of you. And I hope that this can work as therapy for each of you as well. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we'll be back on Wednesday with another Bucks Uncensored. For all of you that have been with us for years, thank you so much for your loyalty to the Bucks and for coming together as a family. And if you are new to the podcast or new to the mob, we got one thing to say to you. Welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.
Bucks.